All right, we're on, today is Kuf Mem Tess. So we're on the Mishnah, I believe, on the bottom of Kuf Mem Tess on the Beis. The Mishnah is going to start talking about different aspects of Hilchos Shabbos. Here, it's, you know, little things that we haven't really touched on. So Mona Adam is Orchov. A person can count the people who he invited to the Suda in order to know how many pieces of bread he needs, right? He can count how many people are coming. Ve'es Parporosov. Parporosov, Rashi, is a minima adonim, sort of like the desserts. He can count the portions. Mipiv alominaksav. He can count them, you know, by heart, 1, 2, 3. But he can't count them from a, I guess, an invitation list. He can't count them off his list. Rashi says alominaktav in kasav me erev Shabbos. On erev Shabbos, for example, he wrote kafikorch orchim. I'm having this amount of orchim. Ploni, you ploni, zimanti. I invited so and so. Kidei shaloshi yishkachem. In order not to forget, lo yikar ba osuk sav Shabbos. He shouldn't read from that on Shabbos. And the Gemara's explain the reason. So you can count to my heart, but you can't count from the ksav. Also, mefis imbanav imbnei beso al shulchan, you can do a lottery. You know, you have different portions of the meat. You want to do a lottery to see who's going to get what. So right, that's what means mefis, like the pious in Israel. That's the lottery. Mefis adam imbanav imbnei beso al shulchan or bilvach lo yiskavin achos mona gedola k'negem magetana. As long as you're not trying to say this one gets a larger portion. Or this one gets the smaller portion. Rashi says Mefis Lashon Pious. He says Matul Pious. You can throw lots. L'chalek mi magia kol mana mana. Who gets which portion? Portion of Vachlo Yiskav. And Rashi says as long as it's Sheyu Amano Shavos. As long as the portions are all equal. Velotia achas gedola va'achas ketana. Want to be big portion and a small portion. This kos bigdola hazocha p'yagor. That the person gets the bigger portion if he wins. The Gemara explains the reason why. Also, they end up being a chasur mechzor here. So let's not view the Gemara straight. The Mishnah straight as is. Then the Mishnah says, rule number 3, Umitilin chaloshim al kadoshim bi yom tov. They can throw lots, Kohanim can throw lots to get portions of the yom tov karbanos, aval lo al amanos, but not on the portions. Lo al amanos, the command of Gemara is the Gemara's Mepharish. One of those Mishnayas, we'll read it, and the Gemara will get to explain everything that's going on. And the Gemara then says, so my timer, the Mishnah says you cannot count the guests through the written paper. You have to do bal peh. Maitaima, what's the reason? Right, Rashi says maitaima v'alo minaksav. What's the reason? So the Gemara gives two answers. Ravivi amar gzeirah shem yimchok. It's a gzeirah that maybe you'll erase. What means you'll erase? Rashi says minchok min orchin. You'll erase somebody off the list. Sheyira, Rashi says sheyira shelo hichin lehem kol sarcham. You'll realize that you don't have enough. V'yischarei chazim and yosim in arayin. You'll have karata that you invited too many people. The yimchok min ksav, and then you'll erase it off of the ledger, I guess. Shelo yikra mashamish, so that your shamish won't call them to invite them. You have an invite list. You didn't invite them, yes, apparently. And then you go into the morning, you go through everything that you have, and you realize, oh, I don't have enough. So you're going to take somebody off the list, so the shamish won't call them after shul to come to your house. So Rabbi Yomar b'shgzeirah shem yimchok, and Abayi says, no, the gzeirah shem yikra b'shtari hadyotos. If you allow him to read this, you may come to read shtari hadyotos. What are shtari hadyotos? Machlok is what it is. Rashi Tosos brings down that Perish Hakunchus Shomekachom Memkar. You may read, you know, advertisements or business material, and Rashi Tosos says that in that he also mentions that some say Igros Hashluchos Lunto Chayfitz, some sort of things that you might do again, advertisements. Some say it's Divrei Shalom. These are reading things that are not appropriate for Shabbos, which comes into the lachas about whether or not you should read a newspaper on Shabbos. You can read an advertisement on Shabbos. Read a Wall Street Journal on Shabbos. Maybe you can even shouldn't read books on Shabbos. This is where that circuit starts. So Gzeir Hashem, Yikra, B'Shtori, Ad Yotos. So the Gemara says, Mai Benayu. So what would be the practical nafkamina between these two shitos? So Gemara says, Ike Benayu, the nafkamina could be, the Kasav Akotel Umidalei. Like you wrote it on the wall, high up on the wall. So Lamanda Amr Shemo Yimcho, according to my number, says that you might come to erase it. Loi Chayshinan, we're not choshish for that. Why? Because in order to erase it, you have to get a ladder and then climb up. Soon, by the time you do all that tirchu, you realize, oh, it's Shabbos, I shouldn't be erasing it. There's enough time, it's going to elapse between what you want to do and you're going to be able to do it. But Lamanda Amr Shema Yikra, according to my number, says that you might come to be reading stuff. So I tilt my neck up and read. I'm still reading. That's not going to be make a difference. The Gemara says, wait a second. Lamanda Amr Shema Yimchok, according to Manda Amr, who's concerned about Shema Yimchok, Nechos Shema Yikra. He also should be concerned about Shema Yikra. Tos 3 points out is that apparently here now we're saying that it's not that he only holds that it's Shema that it's Shema Yimchok. He also holds a Shema Yikra. So if he also holds a Shema Yikra, so just because it's high up on the wall, yeah, okay, you got rid of the reason of Shema Yimchok, but you still might read it. Right? Lamanda Amr Shema Yimchok, Nechosh Shema Yikra, right? So we said Evesu and more. L'shema Yimchok Lo Chashinan. Why should we not be choshes for Shema Yimchok? You're saying, oh, just because in this one situation you can't reach it to erase it, that means we're not choshes. What are you talking about? We'll bring a proof now. When the Chama make a takana, it's low plug. It goes across the board, right? The Tanan, we have a Mishnah that said Lo Yikra. A Mishnah about 100 days ago. Lo Yikra or an air. You shouldn't read to the by the light of the candle because we're concerned that maybe the candle will get weaker or something, and you'll tilt the candle so that the oil goes to the wick. Right? We're concerned about that. But I'm a Rabba, and Rabba says, Afilo gavoa shtei kamos. Even if the candle is two levels high, two heights of a person high. Afilo gavoa shtei mardos. Even if it's as high as two sticks that they usually use to hit the animals. I mean, that length, that's how high it is. Vafilo sarabatim zeh gavzeh. Even if it's as high as 10 houses stacked one on top of another, lo yikra, because we make the low plug. So if you make the low plug, make the low plug air. Who cares if it's written on a wall that's high? You make a zero, you're not allowed to read them. Shema yimchok, supply across the board. So what's going on? So el ikebe nayu, Kamar says, this is the difference. This is not the meaning between them. Dikasev akotel umetati. Right, you wrote it on a wall, and it's low. Okay, regular, I guess you wrote a regular wall. L'man damar shema yimchok, Kamar says, you may erase it, which is everybody, I guess. L'man damar shema yimchok, then we have to be concerned that you're going to erase it because it's on the wall and it's accessible. L'man amar Shema Yikra, according to the reason of Shema Yikra, lo chayshinan. Here you wouldn't be concerned. Why wouldn't you be concerned? Guda b'shtar lo michlof. Guda is a wall. A guda and a wall and a star, you're not going to be confused. I can't read something that's written on the wall, lest I come to read the newspaper. It's two different things. It's not going to be something that I'm going to confuse, and therefore it shouldn't be a concern. The Gemara says, wait a second. L'man d'amar Shema Yikra, but even if you hold Shema Yikra, lecha Shema Yimchok. You should also have this idea about Shema Yimchok. Even in this case, the person who says that Shema Yikra should agree that you may come to erase it. Meaning, the Tosafot says, the bottom line is, they both agree that both reasons apply. So why is each one saying one reason over the other? So l'man damer shema yikra lichos shema yimchok. So the Gemara says, okay, el ike benayu, the machlokus is going to be, or the distinction would be, the chayik atavla. I guess you etched it onto a tablet, right? You kind of etched it in into a wooden tablet. The apinkas, or on some other tablet. L'man da'amar, not like this, like an old school tablet. L'man da'amar shema yimchok lo chashinan. According to my number, says that according if you focus on shema yimchok, in this instance, we won't have to be concerned about erasing, because it's a big tircha, I guess, to erase something that's etched, something that's possible. And during the time that you're trying to figure out how to erase something that's etched, you'll remember that it's Shabbos. But l'man da'amar shema yikra chashinan. But according to what says shema yikra, you're going to be choshish also, because if I read here, I might come to read something else. Right, so l'man damar shema yimchok, according to l'man shema yimchok, again, lecho shema yikra, why should he say you'd be okay here, it shouldn't be okay, you still should be concerned that you might come to read it. V'chi tema, and then you might say, oh, maybe you'll say, tavla upinkas b'shtar lo michlof. The person who says shema yimchok, here we don't have a problem because it's so difficult to erase, and therefore you remember. You're going to say, you should be worried, maybe you'll read it, maybe you should be concerned about maybe you read it either, because a tavlo pinkas mishtal michlof. You're not going to confuse yourself between something etched into a wooden tablet and something that's written on a parchment. Like Mar says, Vatanya, we can't be, because we have a brisa that says, Mona Adam, a person can count his guests, kama bifnim, bikama mechutz. How many are going to sit inside and how many are going to sit outside? Apparently sitting inside is more mechlovod than sitting outside. I think Bismanazeh might not be the same. Sitting outside, some people like better. But kama bifnim, bikama mechutz. The kama manos asil anilchav name, and how many portions are going to be put before them? Miksav shal gabi a kotel, av a lo miksav shal gabi tavl pinkas. You can't read it from a ksav that's on the tablet or the pinkas. So you can't say, oh, the tavla is not going to be confused with the staros. Here it says explicitly, you can't read it from there because you're going to be confused with the staros. So the Gemara says, we'll get to it. The Gemara says, hey chidami, I jumped the gun. So hey chidami, what's the case here? If it's just written in ink, right? If it's just written in ink, then what would be the difference? Why in the kotel would be allowed to read it on the wall, and you're not allowed to read it from the pinkas? What's the difference if it's written in ink? You'll erase it. El alav must be the chayik. It's engraved. You engraved it in. the Katani, and we write in the Braisa, Mikhtav Shabbat Bekotel, to read it from the Shtar that's on the Ketav that's on the Kotel, that's no problem, because people are not going to make the mistake from a wall to a Shtar. Aval Mikhtav Shabbat Ketav Pinchas, that you can't, because people might make the mistake from a tablet to the Shtar. So you see, that people will make the mistake from the tablet to the Shtar. So again, what's the nafkamina now between the two Shitos? Back and forth. Smara says, El Olam, going back to what we said originally. Right? El Olam. Right. The Olam Yikasav Akotol Midlei. You wrote the list of the guests and the portions on a high up on the wall that you can't reach there to erase. So according to everybody now, when we just said, you're not going to confuse a kotel and a shtar. Right. So there's no chash about kriya, because no chash about shtar, then maybe you'll read shtar and yotos, because this is a wall and that's a shtar. We're not going to be concerned it. So what's the problem? So the problem is we're concerned, right? So the issue is going to be that maybe you'll come to a race. You're not going to come to a race, because you come to a race, it's too high up. But we said, what about Rabba? Rabba said that the kashlech Rabba, you had a kashlech Rabba. Rabba says you make this low plug. Just once they say you can't do it because you're afraid you might come to a race. So it makes no difference whether it's high or low. It's low plug. Mara says, with the kashlech Rabba, the Rabba tanahi. This din of Rabba, that when the chachamim make a takana, it's a low plug across the board, that's a machlokas tanayim. So one tan, in this case, one is going to say, listen, it's up on the wall, so what? Rabba says, you're not allowed to make it a writing because we're afraid you might come to erase it. Just because it's too high, the takana still applies. The other mandamer says, no, if it's up on the wall, we're not concerned about shikari hediotos, because you're not going to confuse the wall with the star. But you're going to come to erase it? No, I'm not going to come to erase it. I have low plug, I don't hold a low plug. It only applies where it applies. So the Gemara now brings down a raya that two rayas, there's a machlokas tanaim about the svar of Rabba, so whether or not when they make these takanos, it applies lo plug. The Tanya, the following braisa, moda adam es archov, a person can count his guests, the es par perosav and mipiv, and he can count the portions by heart, avalo minexav, but not from something that's written. Rabbi Acha matir miksav tzogabi kotel, and Rabbi Acha permits it to be if it's written on the wall. So hechidami, what's the case? If it's written low on the wall, then lecha shoma yimchok. Then we should have the concern that you might come erase it because it's low down on the wall. It's easy to do it, right? Elalav dikasiv b'diksiv umidlei. It's written high up on the wall, and therefore you see we have a machlokas. One mandama says even though it's high up on the wall, you're not allowed to read it, right? Rabbi Acha was matir if it was on the wall. Tanakama is not matir on the wall. Why is the Tanakama not matir on the wall, even if it's high up? Low plug, you mean a takana, they may come to erase it. Applies even when it's high on the wall. But Rabbi Acha is going to say, no, if it's high on the wall, you're not going to come to erase it, because in order to get there, you have to pick a ladder and all this stuff. By that time, you'll remember Shabbos, and you won't come to erase it. So Shema Minah, the machlok is tanoim in this halacha of Rabba. Bahani tanoi, kahani tanoi, and these tanoim, who we just mentioned, are cholik in the din of Rabba. They also, there's another set of tanoim that argue. The Tanya, with the following braisa. Ein roin bimare b'shabbos. So mar here means a mirror. It took me a while to figure it out. I thought we were talking about saras. It took about half hour. So ein roin bimare b'shabbos. Now I had to look in a mirror on Shabbos. Why? Why not look in the mirror on Shabbos? Because Rashi, because I sort of looked at it right away, because Rashi tells you, ein roin bimare, and he writes, mirror. Right, so it's a mirror, right? A mirror. Why? Lefisha haroe b'mara. Someone who looks at the mirror ain't sarich el attacking rosho zakeno. He wants to fix his hair and his beard. Right, those of them who have hair. Hilka chashin and shema yirin nira nirin nimin hamedudalos. Maybe you find some hairs that are out of place. She ain't on shavos im shar haseyar. They are not equal. V'yagalchan, and he'll come to cut them off. I don't know what people. I mean, I don't know. People aren't cutting their hair on Shabbos, but okay, I don't think it's something that concerns people. They were afraid that people would see the hair out of place. They were very concerned, and they would pull it out or do something to their hair. So you're not allowed to look in the mirror on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir permits it, bimare hakavua bakosel, if it is a fixed mirror on the wall, meaning it's not movable, it's a fixed. So Rabbi Meir makes the distinction. So the Gemara says, so if you read the next word in the Gemara, the Gemara says, let's read the Gemara, right? That's what we're here for. Maishna, what's the difference? What's the difference whether the mirror is attached or not attached? Maishna hakavua bikoso. So the Gemara says, the reason why is the hachi v'hachi, because if the mirror is attached to the wall, well, by the time you go, it's attached to the wall, so by the time I go to get the scissor and get everything and come back, I'll remember it's Shabbos. So midkar, you'll recognize. And Gemara says, okay, she'enu kavuanami, adahachi v'hachi midkar. Just because it's not attached to the wall, I still have to go get the scissor, it's the same thing. So Gemara says, what Josh said before, no, hacha b'marish ha'matechas askinan. We're dealing with some sort of metal mirror, which they would actually use the mirror itself to cut the hair. It had some sharp edges. They could take the mirror and use it to cut the hair. So now we can say outside, if it's attached to the wall, by the time you take the screws out and do everything that needs to be to detach it, you'll recognize your Shabbos. If it's not attached to the wall, you just pick it up and chop off the hair. So it's too. It's not. That's the concern. That's the difference of a mayor made. What? If it's not metal, I guess they didn't use it to. They didn't use it to cut. They only used the metal ones to cut. Right, he says, V'hacha b'marish ha-matechas askinan. Right, Rashi says, b'marish ha-matechas. She-matechas. She-eino tzarech lavi misparayim. You don't have to bring scissors. She-hi atzmum b'galech latzar. That's what they use to cut the hair. Right? K'dor Rav Nachman amr Rav Avuha. D'am Rav Nachman amr Rav Avuha. B'pnei ma amru marish ha-matechas asura. Why are you forbidden to use this metal mirror on Shabbos? B'pnei she-adam asur la-hashirba. Because a person is made, lest he come, to use it to cut off his hair. So the hairs that are out of place. So they get the deer. So now you understand what Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that if it's detached, I may not use it. If it's attached, I can use it because by the time I come to get everything, I'm not going to be able to use it. See, and the Tanakhama says, no, whether it's attached or detached, it's usur. Why? The takana is only made for the detached mirror because you might come to use it. The attached mirror, that's not the takana, but the Tanakhama says, lo plug. Once you make the takana, we make the takana goes across the border. Mayor says, no, we only make the takana only applies where it applies. It's only going to apply where the mirror is not affixed because then I can use to cut the hair. If the mirror is affixed, the takana doesn't apply because by the time I come and get what I need, I can't use the mirror itself because I can't take it off. By the time I get to come to take everything I need, I'll remember on Shabbos and I won't have the problem. So you see, that's a machlokas and the tanaim as to whether Rabba's rule about this low plug and takanas rabbanans actually apply. A tana rabbanan. Interesting halacha here. Ksav hamahalich tachas hatsura. So Rashi says it's ksav hamahalich tachas hatsura v'tachas dukyanos. He says, you know, b'nei adam hamitzarim b'kosel chayiv mishunos. People would color or draw or paint on the wall different animals. Or images of people. That's how they would write down. They didn't take pictures, so you would write the frescoes on the wall to show what historically what happened. And you had these blurbs on the bottom. You had the words describing it on the bottom. The kosim tachtea zot surskayas plonis. This is the drawing of such and such animal. Zot dikyonis plonis, and this would happen. Okay, so you have the images that are painted on the wall with the blurb on the bottom. So the Tanakh Brisa says, Ksava mahalik tachat tzur v'tachat dikyonos asur likroso b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to read those on Shabbos. Why? Rashi says, Shema yikra b'shtar hedyotos. If I read this, I might come to read shtar hedyotos, which is, what's the problem with shtar hedyotos? Whenever he said that, the problem with shtar hedyotos might be dabur, mitzvah chefzicha, it's not Shabbos dig, what? Uvda l'chol, not malacha. But so it might come to read. So uvda yikra atzma, and then actually looking at the images of the people, uvda yikra atzma, ach b'chol asur listakel. You now you're not allowed to look at them during the weekday. You're not allowed to look at them, which is interesting because all the shuls that you find in Israel have images and frescoes of people, you know, all the famous ones about different instances in Tanakh that are drawn out.
Right, the question is, do they have the writing
on the bottom? No, but here he says, do you atzma atmachol oslo. You're not allowed to look at the images itself, even during weekday. So it's even going further. That's what it says. Do you atzma atmachol oslo stakel? So the next level.
Not in the
But still, you're not allowed to look at them. Yeah, so Mishum Shanamar, and he quotes a pasuk, and I have a tough time understanding where this comes from. Shanamar, the pasuk says, "Al tifnu el ha elilim." You know, don't turn to the false gods. And my Talmudah. So how do you learn this out from that pasuk? Amr Chanin, "Al tifnu el midatchem." Rashi says, "El midatchem, el asher atem osim midas levavchem v'chalal shalchem." Somehow that's a drasha that they learn. Don't turn. I don't know how we teach the drasha in the art scroll. He says something that it's al tifnu el elilim, which is not don't turn to the idols. And Rav Chanan says al tifnu el midatchem, don't draw to yourself to the idols that you make yourself. that you draw. That seems to be the drasha. So according to, so they have, now what about going to museums, looking at paintings, things like that, right? Well, yeah, all right. Asar, right? Okay. Next part of the Mishnah was, the Mishnah said you're allowed to draw these lots to divide up the portions amongst your children. So right, Matil Adam, Mapis Adam in Banav in Bnei Yisrael Shulchano, right? Obovad Shelo Yiskapin Lasos Manakadoli Manakadana. So Gemara makes a diuk. Right, it says in Banav Nibi. So in, you're allowed to make this goral, make this draw lots for the portions. Happen if you have a good piece of meat, everyone wants the steak, you know. So we can draw portions, draw the lots with your household, with your Bnei Beso, people in your household. Va'im Acher Lo. When you, the diuk is, you're going to do it with Bnei Beso, you can't do it with other people, right? Rashi says, Midelo Tana Umapis Alamanos. It doesn't simply say you make a lot on the portions, because you can make a lot on the portions with Bnei Beso, implying that if they're not Bnei Beso, you may not make the lot for the portions. So the Gemara says, why? My time. What's the reason why you can't make the lots to divide the portions with people who are not Bnei Beso? Kidder Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Because it's like Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, and Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, Talmud of Shmuel, so sometimes we have the memorous name of Rav, sometimes the name of Shmuel. Right, to Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Bnei Chabura, so you have a group of people that are traveling on the road. Bnei Chabura, they're traveling on the road, and each one, I guess, takes their own food, they have their own Ziploc bags, and they eat their own food. And they're very mocking each other. They won't just give to one another back and forth, they're not sharing. They're makpidim zel zeh. So they won't lend to each other. If they lend to each other, they're very makpid, they get the exact amount back. So these people, if they do that on Shabbos, if they're makpid on Shabbos, they're going to violate a few things. Number one, they're going to violate over mishum mida. They're going to violate this idea of measuring, right? Measuring mishum mishkal, right? They're violating these things of measuring because they're going to be so medactic about what they're giving to the other person. They're going to measure one thing over the other, and that's a problem on Shabbos. And they're going to be, and mishum minyan. Right, also because of minyan, they're going to be medactic very carefully. All right, she says, because it looks like mekachu memkar. If you're medactic so much, you know, how much is this? It looks like you're selling it to the person. I'm selling you this amount, that exact amount. They violate that. Mishum, the last thing that will be violated is also mishum lovim uporim biyantuf and Shabbos, like we said the other day, but this lending back and forth on Shabbos, they're going to be lending in a certain way. Rashi says, the gazer abonim b'shem yichtov. All these things, you're afraid that they're going to write things down. They're so makbid on each other, we're afraid they're going to write things down. So all of that is Shema Yichtov, I think. I think it's all Gzeira of Shema Yichtov.
What about Kenyan is not mentioned?
It's the Rabbanon of Shema Yichtov, I think. I think Kenyan is also like Mechel Memkar. I don't think it's a Malacha that you're violating.
So we say you're not allowed to give
right. It's a Gzeira, it's a Gzeira Rabbanon. I'm pretty sure. Not 100%, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's not a Malacha. You're not violating a Malacha. You're not changing the status of any, you know. But the Kenyan is
the question is, what's the problem with Kenyan?
Shema Yichtov. Yeah. Shema Yichtov. Shema text. You know, that's the right, so Mishum Lovin Ruporim Biyantuf. And like we saw the other day, like yesterday, Ukedivri Hillel Ach Mishum Ribis. And for Hillel, you have this problem of Ribis also, because if you're so makbid on the mana omana, then maybe it's going to go, you want this exact amount, then the prices might go up, so you have this problem of potentially of Ribis. Ach Mishum Ribis. So all these, so that's, I guess, that's the problem we're having over here. So if you, I guess how it works, so if you do the lots with people, right, if you do the lots with people, if they're makbid on each other, right, we makbid each other, we don't want them to be with each other. Because if you do the goral, right, because by doing a goral, what's going on, that shows everyone's makbid on their portion. If you weren't makbid on the portion, you wouldn't need the goral. Just you take this, you take this, you take that. So by giving out lot, by having to draw lots to give the portions, shows that you're makbid on everything. If you're makbid on everything, this person's going to indicate this, and he's going to measure that, and he's going to, next time I'm going to give you this. So all these issues come up. So much like ihachi, if that's the problem, we can't do a goral with others because it might come to all these other yisurim. So banav bnei beso nami. You should also make the usher for the bnei beso also. Lechos for all these things also. Maybe my son is very makbid about this also. And next time he's going to measure it exactly. Why should it make a difference?
So,
what?
So
it depends. Is the son living by you, being supported by you? Is it a modern day child who's supported by the parents for the first 20 years of their marriage? Or is it, he's not so much al shulchan aviv? That's what Gemara is going to make the distinctions. Because Gemara says, Barnavu, but they based on time, and why did the Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Mutl Hava is one of the Bleibes of Ribis, Klilatim and Katan Ribis. Says they say you're allowed to lend your children for Ribis. Because bottom line is, if I lend my son $100 in my house, my 14-year-old son, and you have to pay back $105, it's my money to begin with. I didn't give him anything. It's all my money, so there's no Ribis. So Gemara says you're allowed to do that in order for him to taste the bad taste of Ribis, how awful Ribis is, to realize that now he has to pay back more. So to here, I'm allowed to give this, my son's going to be makbid on it. It's all mine. Like Mati was saying, it's all mine anyway. So that's what's the big difference between if I give it to somebody else, I give it to my children, right? He says, Latimon Tam Ribis. Sorry, Bunav Rebeis, so the third line on top. Hasmuchen al Shulchan. They're all in your house. Tekevin Dakol Mishalo, since it's all yours, ain't Kam Ribis. There's no Ribis, because it's mine. So far, there's no Ribis, there's nothing else. He's in measure. Now you owe me this, I don't owe you anything. What you took was mine. He's not going to be measuring it. And he says, Latim on Tam Ribis, Sheyedu Kama Kasha, to know how difficult Ribis is. Alma, Kevin de Mishalohu, since it's all mine, Ain Kan Isser Ribis. There's no Isser Ribis. Hilkaka ben Mido Mishkal, Minya Nami Lok Pedahu, Elo Ashlosam Below Kinna. He doesn't care about the measurement. No one's caring about the measure. I'm not going to measure it out to figure out that I gave this person that person. I'm not going to measure it out. I don't know. Maybe the kids will measure it out because they don't know. But the Gemara then says, well, wait a second. Ihachi, if that's the case, that there's no problem with this Ribis or this measuring, why does the Mishnah say that I only can give out the? I mentioned the Mishnah that said I can only give it out to my to give the goral to get to my children if it's equal portions. But the Mishnah then said, "Ihachi mana gadola kenega b'katana nami." Why did the Mishnah say I can't give out a small portion versus a large portion? Why not? If it's all mine, no one's measuring it because it's all mine. Why can't I give out different sized portions to my children? So the Gemara says, "You're right. Eilachanami, you can, you may, but v'chesuri machzor v'hachkatani." And there's missing words in the text of the Mishnah that we have to sort of fill in order to understand what the Mishnah really means. And the Mishnah goes as follows: Mafis adam im banav im leveso al shulchan. You're allowed to draw these lots for your children's food on if they're somach on your shulchan. Afilu mana gadola kenegem magatana. Even a large portion. This one gets a large portion. This one gets a small portion. My time. What's the reason? Kidav Rabbi Huda Amarav. Like Rabbi Huda said, the name of Rav. That's not going to be in the Mishnah. Then my time is going to be outside the Mishnah because like Rabbi Huda Amarav. Who says that you're allowed to lend to you, the same reason way you're allowed to lend to your children with ribis, so they can taste the time of ribis, so too you're allowed to make this, the goral is gambling. So what Rashi says here is that you're allowed to give them one a bigger portion, one a smaller portion, so they taste the losing aspect of gambling. You get to draw lots, and you could draw lots, which is gambling, and one person's going to get a smaller portion, and they recognize, you know what, sometimes in gambling you lose, maybe it's not worth it for me to gamble.
One person's
going to
win.
One person's going to win. I get it. I think, I'm not sure, I think the Gemara in Bava Metzi that actually discusses this rejects this in the end. Right? That they reject Rav about saying that you're allowed to lend to your children, right? That you're allowed to lend to your children in Ribis. So if you see how that works out. I think the Sugya there rejects Rav. Okay. So the Gemara then says, so that then the Mishnah then explain the Mishnah will continue. In banav beibeso in, you're allowed to do this with your banav beibeso. Yes, im acherim lo, but acherim you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do this draw lots for the portions. Right, my time, kid, Rav Yehuda or Shmuel, like Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, because they're mocking each other and they come to measuring and all that stuff. So Gemara then says, mana gedola kineged mana katana af bechol acherim aser. When the people are sitting around together, also during the weekday. You can't draw lots. You can't draw a goral to see who gets the bigger portion, who gets the smaller portion. Why? My time is mishum kubya, because it's like gambling. What does that mean, mishum kubya? Rashi says, I don't know how to say this, it's like a third of the way up on the short lines, mishum kubya, because gambling is degezahu, because gambling is it's like stealing. That's machta lokanya, because when I, the assumption that Gemara makes, and this was also, I think, rejected at the end of the Gemara Sanhedrin, it's more sugi in Sanhedrin, when it comes to gambling, my assumption is that I'm not going to lose. So if I don't think I'm going to lose, so then when someone takes to my money, I never really fully put it in, that I would be mine, that I would lose it, and therefore it's sort of stealing it, because I never had the das to give it up. V'haya smachta, and here's also in the smachta, the samich ala goral, because I was somich on the goral, im yipo goral amana gedola esker ba. Then I think I'm going to win. I think it's going to hit, you know, black 36. Therefore, I think I'm going to win, right? Ulfikach tala atzmo afla gola katan ala suffik v'il yodei mitchil shekemo hay mitzratza. Had he known, he wouldn't have. Well, he would never gotten the big portion. Maybe he wouldn't have put his money in. So therefore, you're not allowed to do this because it's a smachta and a smachta lokanya. The problem is, I think that we again reject that as the maskana in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. We give other reasons. What? About what? Asmachta or the other thing?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, about rejecting the
Gemara. Yeah, okay, so Gemara, okay. So that becomes a problem there also. But also, like, I mean, they have it, Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva, that's why he thinks that it could be that the lottery in Israel would be usher, because it's asmachta. Other people say, like the Chazon Ish said, no, people really don't, no one thinks they're going to win. They're just putting the money in to sort of play a game. And they're playing the game. If they win, oh, wonderful. But no one really thinks they're going to win the lottery. Okay. Next. The Mishnah then said, Matilin Chaloshin, right, that the Kohanim can make gorolos, can make lots for the kachim of the Karbanos of Yontov, but lo alamanos. We said, what is my lo alamanos? What does it mean, not on the portions? Amar Yaakov, Berod Bas Yaakov, Rav Yaakov, I guess the son of the daughter of Yaakov, I guess that's his grandfather, Aval Lo Almanos Shalchol. They can make the lottery on Yontif for the portions of Yontif. They can't make the lottery for the portions that came before Yontif. So the Gemara says, Pshita. Of course you can't do that. That you could have done, it's something you could have done before Yontif, how can you do it on Yontif? So the Gemara says, no. The Kohanim are very, very, you know, they get agitated very easily. We don't want to make any machlokas. Maybe we would allow them to draw the lots, as opposed to them fighting over the portions. Ma'avatim holiksiv, maybe it writes, v'amcha kimrile kohen, your nation is like quarrelsome Kohanim, so filim monas to chol nami. Maybe we'll allow them to do the lots on the chol also, to avoid any potential, strife amongst the Kohanim. Kamashmalan, that we don't do that. They should have done this before Shabbos. Before Yontif, we're not going to allow them to draw the lots on Yontif if they could have done it before Yontif. Right? The Kohanim are known apparently to have the temper. That's why the 10th parak of Gittin talks about the special type of get, the get makusher that was done with the Kohanim. So hopefully that by the time we do all the intricacies in the get, they would calm down and not divorce their wives, because the Kohanim divorced their wives, so you got a problem. You can't take them back after you calm down. So Amar of Yaakov, Berod Bas Yaakov. So now we're going to have other statements of Rav Yaakov, Berod Bas Yaakov. That's the connection. Kol Shechaveiro Nena Shal Yado. Anyone who has his friend punished because of him. Rashi says Shechaveiro, right? Not Rashi. So what does he say here? It's that anyone who has, who davens for his friend to be punished, Ein Machnis Noso Mechisos Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, cannot enter into the mechitza of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Minolan, how do we know this? From where do we know this? Ilim, but maybe you'll say it's from here. Mishum deksiv. This is by Achav, evil king of Israel, who was decreed upon him that he would die in the battle with Aram in the Ramot Gilad, and 400 Nevi'im came to him and said, no, he's going to be matzliach in the war. And the Navi Michayo ben Yamala says, no. They said, Navi says there, you know, Shema Dvar Hashem, right, I've seen that, Ra'isi Hashem Yoshev Al-Kiso, I see Hashem sitting on a chair, Bekol Tzva Shemayim, Omed Alav Yimino Usmolo. Right, and that's what he starts up, and the Pasuk continues, Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem says, Mi Yifate Es Echav, who's going to seduce Achav, V'ya'al, and he'll go up, V'yipol B'Ramos Gilad, and then he'll fall in Ramos B'Gilad, Vayomer Zeh B'cho, V'zeh Omer B'cho. So one says, I'll seduce him to go, I'll seduce him and tell him to go, right, Vayetze Haruach, then the wind got up, Vayamol Lifnei Hashem, it got up before Hashem, and it said, Vayomer Ani Yafatenu, I will seduce him to go. And it's going to say, Vayomer Hashem Elav Bama, he says, how are you going to do it? Vayomer Etze, I'll go out, Vayisi Ruach Sheker B'fi Kol Neviyov, and I'll put a false Shek Nevuah in all of his Neviyim, Vayomer Tifateh V'gav Tuchal V'tzei V'asakein, and I'll convince all the Neviyim to tell him to go up and convince him to go, even though he shouldn't. So I'm this ruach. So who's this ruach? Who is this? Va'aminan, and said the base medrash, my ruach, Amar Yochan, ze rucho shel Navos the Israeli, who was falsely accused of sedition against the king and about owing money, and Izebel and Achav killed him, and they took him. So this is his revenge. This is the ruach of Naval. So it says, might say, but the pasuk then says, right, the pasuk says, tsei v'aseichin, go out and do that. What's tsei? So amarav tsei mimichatzasasi. You are doing something in order to cause the downfall of somebody else. Okay, even though Hashem is going to do it, you have to leave my mechitza. If you want to cause the downfall of somebody else, then you have to leave the mechitza of Hashem. The Gemara says, no. That's not a proof. Dilma hasamayu taima. Maybe the reason over there, diksiv dover shkarim lo yikon l'negen enai. If your tree speaks falsehood, you can't be with Hashem. And here, there's ruach, even though Hashem accepted it to do it, this ruach is speaking falsehood. So by speaking falsehood, that's why he's not allowed in the mechitza of Hashem. Maybe it has nothing to do with what we're trying to prove about someone who tries to daven for somebody else to get hurt. So the Gemara says, Ela mehacha. So what's our source? The sources over here is this is by Nebuchadnezzar. We'll see this a few times. Nebuchadnezzar, apparently, whenever he would conquer another king, he would rape the king, and he would sodomize the king that he took, and he would send lots to see which king would be he would sodomize next, I guess. And the pasuk says, it says in Habakkuk, it says, Savata kalon mikavod shese gamata v'harel tisovalech kos yamin v'kikalon kodecha. So Gemara says Savata kalon mikavod. That's talking about Nebuchadnezzar, that he got embarrassed. We'll see in a few moments when Nebuchadnezzar got embarrassed, something happened to his aver, and it says shese gamata v'harel, and you should drink the kos that the harel that sitkiyo. That sitkiyo, apparently he's also getting punished because Nebuchadnezzar did something bad. Because I guess if you force someone else to get punished, you'll get punished. The Gemara says, no, that can't be. Chada the Kuli Kron Nebuchadnezzar Ksiv 1. The whole pasuk is talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Don't break up the pasuk. I'm saying parts of Nebuchadnezzar, parts of Kiyo, and also the Oats Kiyo Tzadika Mahabil Mevadli. Tzadikio didn't do anything. He was an honest. He didn't do anything. What was he supposed to do? The Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Bishasha Bikis, Osho Russell, Osho Tzadik, Kach. It says over there, when that Russia wanted to do to that Tzadik, Tzadikio, Kach, something happened. In other words, he was forced to do it. He didn't daven anything. He didn't cause the embarrassment that was about to happen to Nebuchadnezzar. So how do we know that? What's our source? Ela Mehaka. Our source is from here. The pasuk says, "Gam anoch l'tzadik lo tov." I will also punish the tzadik who is not good. So ein lo tov el ra. Not good means evil. Uksiv ki lo el chafetz rasha ata lo yurecha ra. Tzadik ata v'lo yagur migurecha ra. Somehow that's the source. From there, that the tzaddik does something bad, that asks for something bad to be done, he's not going to be allowed into the mechitzah of Hashem. I don't know the drasha fully. So, Mai Mashma, the Gemara now says, the pasuk that talked about the goralos, right, the pasuk says, Mai Mashma, the hachaloshim, lishna the puryu. Right, where was that? It says, matilin chaloshim. So, how do we know the word chaloshim means lots? Right, so the Gemara says, diksiv, because this that says by the pasuk when Yeshayahu has a nevuah about the fall, the downfall of Nebuchadnezzar, it says Ich nafalta mishamayim heilel ben shachar nigdatol eretz cholish al hagoyim. The person who was cholish al hagoyim. What is cholish al hagoyim? Amar Rav Baruna melamish et matul pora gedolim matos like the ezer ben yomash mishkal zachar. He used to draw lots to see which king he would sodomize that day. So therefore, you see that cholish in the same word as chaloshim, that means draw lots. Uksiv, and the pasuk brings another thing about this. Uksiv kol malachei goyim kulam, right? They all, pasuk continues, shachu b'chol ish mibeso. They all sat there. Amar Rav Yochanan shenachu mimishkav zachar. I guess after he died, they all went back to their house, meaning that they were no longer had the problem of mishkav zachar because Nebuchadnezzar wasn't over there. The Gemara seems to spend an inordinate amount of time on Nebuchadnezzar and about it. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, Kol yomav shel osho rasha, all the days of that evil person of Nebuchadnezzar, nlo nimtza schok pe kol birya. There was no laughter in anyone's mouth. Shemar, the pasuk says, it's talking about the nevuah when he's of his downfall. It says nacha shakta kol aretz pletzkel rina. They opened their mouth with rina. Michal dar hashta lo have rina. Till now there was no rina. Vamar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan, asur lama bebeis shel osho rasha. You now let us stand in the house of that evil man of Nebuchadnezzar. Shemar, the pasuk says, also this nevuah. It says, "Usiirim yiraktu sham." Usiirim is the shadim that they're going to always be shadim there, so you can't go there. I guess you can't go there. Vamar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Yehuda says, "Name of Rav." B'shar Shabikish also Russia at that moment when that Russian Nebuchadnezzar asked, "Lasos also tzadikach," that he wanted to sodomize Sitkiyo, Nimshicha or Lasso Sholosh Meos Ama. His orla lengthened 300 amos. What that means? V'haisa machzeres al kol ha'masiva kula. It wrapped around the entire gathering. In Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Savat mikalom mikavod, shesei gam atov v'harel. You should drink you and the harel, and harel b'gamachio shlosh meos have. That's what happened. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Yehuda said the name of Rav, I have nothing to add. B'shah sheyared also Russia, when that also Russia went down to Gehenim, so the people in Gehenim were now afraid. They were afraid that Nebuchadnezzar would become like the king over them down in Gehenim. They were scared. So, also Russia, the Gehenim, Rashi called Gorda Gehenim. They all got scared. Amru, they were afraid. Shem Olim Sholei Mubal. Maybe he's coming to rule over us. And then they said, oh, Lechalos Kamosim Mubal. Maybe he's coming to just like suffer in the Yisur of Gehenim like we are. So the Gemara says, Shem Amar, the Pasuk says, Gam ata chulesa kamonu eleinu nimshalta. Are you also coming to like us, or are you coming to rule over us? Nimshalta. So Yotze Baskal b'Omra, so Baskal went out and said, Mimi na'amta rida v'ashkeva es eirelim. I guess you think, it seems to, it's a Pasuk in Yecheskel, you think because of his importance, he's going to come down. I don't know what the Pasuk has to be talking about, Mitzrayim. But bringing about Nebuchadnezzar, somehow from this Pasuk they learn out that he's only going down to be like everybody else. He's just going down to be punished. Okay, one more Pasuk now about the dealing about the downfall of Nebuchadnezzar. He says, the Pasuk says, Eich Shavas Noges Safsa Madheva. Right, Amr of Yochanan, Amr of Shafsa Umazusha Amra Midod Vahavei. That this whole nation that was that is put to rest, the nation that said, measure out all the gold and bring it to us. Right, V'ikad Amri Shamra Maod Maod Havei Blomido, or just bring out so much without measuring. I mean, they didn't care what it was; they just took everything. Right, the Gemara just ends about the Nebuchadnezzar with the pasuk from Daniel about how great Nebuchadnezzar was. I guess it says, "Urevu Yatera Husapt Li." Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Milamit Sherachav Al Ari Zachar, that Nebuchadnezzar didn't ride on a horse, he would ride on a lion, right? V'kashar Tanin Birosho, and he would try tie some massive snake on the head, I think, of the lion. L'kayim Ashenemar, to complete what the Pasuk says, V'gam Eschayas Hasadeh Nasati Lolovdo. I even gave to him to all the animals of the field that he's going to rule over them to show them how great Nebuchadnezzar is. Okay, tomorrow we'll get back down to earth and pick up with the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Nun.